1 Corinthians 1:27b, God chose the weak things of the world to put to shame the things that are strong. In Paul's comments to the Christians in Corinth, he made the point that there was nothing extraordinary about them. That is how the Lord works. He uses the simple and ordinary to accomplish his great plans. He uses what seems fragile to carry out his will. To those who rely on their own strength, God's plan of salvation may appear worthless and weak. That his only begotten Son was born in such lowly circumstances, that Jesus' life was devoid of the glitz and glamour of earthly kings, that our Savior suffered an agonizing death under the load of our guilt, all of this to free us from sin and free us for heaven. Even though he appeared weak while on earth, Jesus will be seen for what he truly is when he returns in awesome strength and dazzling splendor. We pray. Dear Savior, I am weak, but you are strong. As I prepare to celebrate your humble first coming as a tiny baby, prepare me for your second coming, when I will see you in power and glory. Amen.